Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Blog Talk Radio, Patriot Nation Radio, and this is our nation, state, and ID.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, 347-637-3942. That's the number to call if you want to talk to our guest today. And if I can do a double duty on the board. Okay, all right, here we go. We don't need no badges.
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
So welcome to the American Legion Show. First of all, I'd like to thank all our fans and people who watch us, all the institutions and the people. So if I don't pick up a call, it's not my fault. I don't have a producer today. So anyway, welcome to the American Legion Show, but the Kevin White Show. And today, our guest is author Elvira Parks. You see that on the bottom? You see that scrolling down there? There you go. Makes it a little more real there. Awesome. So let's see. Let's start out by tell us who you are.
Hey, good evening. I'm Elvira Parks, author.
Hello. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell us where you're from and what you do.
I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, and right now I work at the healthcare for girls. I have about 12 girls in my care from ages 11 to 16.
Wow.
That's what I do. Very challenging, but I love it. I like working with children.
So that sounds like a show in itself. You know, another show. That also sounds like another book.
Yeah, The Brady's.
All right, so let's talk about, okay, your book is released earlier this year. And tell us what the book is about. I actually have a copy here. This is what the book looks like. Brody Loses Weight, and it is... I love this book. I like the story and everything else, but you have to get it to actually see what else is in it. So there's a link. I'm going to post the link here. It's actually right on there right now. There's a link. So you can see that. So, yeah, it's a very good book, and we're doing other options with it. So we'll see how that goes with the new version that's coming out real soon. So
That's great, great, great news. I'm excited about the book, Brody Loses Weight. Well, actually, Brody is a real dog. He's not like made of make believe, but his story is somewhat of a kind of true story. He was a little bit overweight and needed to lose weight. So I thought that putting this book together would inspire kids to have a fun time with their pets, and it will be a time they can use it probably and learn to go for fun walks and run and, you know, be able to take care of themselves. Just in case they may be just a little bit overweight at some point, it would be a good, fun place they could go to the park and take their furry, loving pet and, you know, just have some fun. Throw the ball and let them jump, and they can just run and have just a real fun time. But at the same time, they're having fun. It's helping both them and their pet to become healthy. It's a good way for them to, you know, weight and to, you know, Brody was a fun. He had his own way, what he liked to eat, and he loved ice cubes, and he loved fruit. So he has that special thing. And so he was the kind you could take to the park, and it teaches kids how to take care of their pet. Take your pet to the doctor, have him groomed, give him special treats, like when he run and you go and have a good time, maybe give him a milk bone, or if he likes things like a little ice cream or sweet treat, give him those. But I'm just excited about the book because I believe not only is it going to be good for reading, it's very simple, it's a quick read with great understanding, but I believe it's going to cause the person and their pet to be able to to bond more and to do more things together and to learn to eat healthy, to care for pets, as well as you're learning to care for yourself.
You know, there's one thing I noticed that this book also does. I just realized this. You know how kids are sedentary these days and they're on their phones? This is a great opportunity to take your dog out for a walk, to get off the phone, to get away from things. So this is excellent. I know how the kids are now.
Yeah. You know, they really think they can't go anywhere without their cell phone.
Right.
But this, just as you just stated, you said, a very good opportunity for the kid to put the cell phone down and pay attention, basically. Put the attention on themselves and on their pet for just a few moments and just to get the job done. I believe that this book would also be a good tool to enter into maybe a reading time in the library. Maybe the kid could come at a specific time and bring their pet. We could read together, even, you know, walk in the park together. And just, you know, mom had to go to the grocery store. Maybe she could kid by and we have a little time, about an hour or so, you know, that we just, the kid, the child, you know, just walking in, looking in and enjoying a fun, make it into a fun afternoon. I believe it'll be teachable, fun, and a good way to produce something good for the body.
Absolutely. Yeah, and pets need walks. I mean, that's what, you know, I get my my daughter's dogs, and that's the one thing. It makes me take them for a walk. I'll do like 3 walks a day. And it's good for everybody. You know, the dogs know it's good. So.
They do. I've learned that exercise is really good for them. And then, I think the kids need to get an understanding of the importance or have a love and understanding. If they love to care and they learn to care for their pet, then that same thing would make them, I believe, care for themselves as well. They're loving it. You know, it's almost like them taking the stead of a parent to them, you know, our mom and dad takes care of them, whatever, then they get an opportunity to learn to be kind and to take care of them, of their every need. They learn the importance of taking care of their pet and making sure they take it to the doctor, to the vet, to get taken care of, get their nails done, to walk and to make sure they give them, you know, proper food. And all of those things are absolutely important. Our natural bodies as well as the pet.
Yes.
So those, all of those play a great, great part in the child's life.
Yes, it teaches responsibility and taking care of yourself and the dog. So the dog, it's almost like having a graduated baby, you know, a graduated little brother or something that's a little more independent. So here's a couple of pictures. So. So it's the art is beautiful in it and everything, and it's got action and motion, and I really like it. This is really cool. This is a really good book. I love this book. So this is awesome. So what? Yes.
I think I love it too, Kevin. Basically, because I can share what I've learned and what I feel is important that you do for your pet.
Right.
Got to learn to take care of your pet. And in doing so, it helps you take care of yourself. You know, you learn the importance of eating the right thing, properly exercising, properly grooming. It just teaches the child, a lot. It teaches the child sometimes when the parent, they teach them or try to teach. And I think it brings about a more clarity, a greater understanding, or greater insight, gives the child an age-appropriate wisdom to take care of themselves and their child.
Yes, absolutely does. So pets are like the perfect example. You have to, they have their needs, they have their wants, and the pet becomes your friend. That's the thing, you know, your best friend. and they recognize themselves as part of the family. And even if it's not, I mean, you have people who walk dogs, the dog walkers out there, but you need to watch your own pet if you have it. So those are the things I like about this book, because the little girl takes ownership, takes it to the doctor and everything, and does all the right things. Everything done in this book is done the right way. So he didn't make anything up. It was like, it's all methodical, and everything works out. So I like that. Tell us what you do besides with the children.
I love to write. I work very closely in ministry. I love to do public speaking. I love to pray for other people.
Yes. And
in this day and age where we're living and the things that we're facing, I think it's a good thing that people pray for one another. And so that's one thing I do. And I've learned personally, when you take time to care for others and to pray, you find out some things about your own self and your own gifting. I believe that on the inside of every human being, there is a trigger of creativity. And I believe that sometimes people just find it, they think it's just a coincidence. But with writing, for me, I started writing out of a hard place, and I didn't want to share with other people. And so what I started doing was sitting in a quiet place, and I would just write. And I started hearing words or hearing things, and it wasn't just something I thought I could do. It wasn't a gift that it was like, I just know I can do this. No, it wasn't. It was out of a place where taking time to be quiet. Then I realized that I could write something. It would literally blow my mind. I get to write and I read, I'm like, oh my God, did I write that? You know, I
didn't
perceive that I could do something. And many, many years ago, I had a very, very close friend that she only had one daughter. So she lost her daughter. She was the only daughter. But she lost her daughter to child while she was giving birth to her only grandbaby. And so I was so filled with compassion. And out of my weeping, I was like, how can I encourage her? And I wrote this poem called This Child Too Is Mine. I'll never forget that, Gavin. I'll never forget. That's when I really knew that there was something great on the inside of me, whether I believed it or not. And so
right. Yeah. The
next year, she published that poem. The Bible says, I don't know if everybody understands what I'm saying, but my best friend is my Abba. He's my Heavenly Father, and I spend time with him. So he and I talk together. It may sound like foolishness, but, you know, my friend tells me it takes the foolish things to confound the wise. So foolishly this evening, if it sounds foolish to you, this is what I'm saying is, there is something on the inside of you that can create something that you wouldn't imagine, dream, or think you could do. But you got to give yourself a chance to do it. Simply take a word. And I'm saying all of this, Kevin, because the book, the idea of having a pet, a true pet, and give them the ability to write about it and encourage someone with a pet to take care of their pet, to do this and to do that. It came from a source that has meaning. And when you tell a person to do something, if they learn to do that, it brings about something positive and productive. So I would encourage anybody to take time, write a word and see what it ends up being. You know, today is a good day. You know, just start, and I believe you'll find within yourself something hidden and something great. And you too, you'll have your own book. It may not be wrote and lose its weight, but I believe you'll be able to write something and you'll rejoice. I believe taking your pet to the park to walk and throw the ball into feeding special treats would bring such great joy because it's going to be a Super Bowl return to that calendar. Even lose a little weight, too, in the process. It's just a good thing. I'm just excited. I can just talk on and on and on. I believe it's a great book, and it's going to be good for the reader.
Yes. Hello, James. James Bostic gives you a thumbs up here. And thank you, James. Awesome. So as far as yeah, I like how you do that because what you're saying is I like the wisdom of your words. I know they come from other, you know, from another source probably. But you're very inspirational that way. I see how you're really good with the kids and everything. So you have other plans in the future. Books. Yes. Any more books?
My plans are I want to create in the summer months, I want to have a place where kids can come for a short period of time. And I have this vision of having kids and their pets. Kids and so I want it to be where they can stop or have someone to come maybe at a park, a specific space, at a specific timing. I'm not saying that it's going to be a charge for that. I'm believing God's going to keep me healthy and strength enough to give another person. I wrote it with kids exercising their pets. And what it ended up, with a whole nother word. And it was uptake. And I was like, is that a word? And so when I began to search it out and look at it, it was really a medical term that included PET scan. It was a place where you took time and out of a place of not moving slow, but would help certain things about the body, about the heart, about the muscles, about the glucose, and those things that the body needs. And it will bring about a place where there's balance and wouldn't be too slow or would it be too fast. So I believe that it's going to turn into a good thing for many, many people. And they can just drop them off, maybe 10 kids at a time, and just enjoy a breath of fresh air, fun, running, reading a good book, and just enjoying the pets and enjoying life all together. And that's about the size of it. And so then I also believe, once again, I reiterate, taking the book into maybe reading spaces, the library, during the summer, kids' summer camps, and having a fun time to read and to enjoy a real practical book. The book was written so it would be an easy read, very age-appropriate for a child to read the book, understand the book, apply what's in the book, especially if they have a furry pet. And so that's what I'm believing for. And get off of the cell phones and off of the computers. And they'll have something else to look forward to instead of just, and you know, our kids don't really go outside anymore. They're on the computers, they're on cell phones, they're doing, but this would be an outlet, another means for them to get a chance to go outside, up in the park, and enjoy a beautiful morning or beautiful evening.
Absolutely. You know, you have the gift of gab, so that's awesome. That's awesome, Tom. So once again, let's see here. I'm going to share the screen here. So, okay, all right. So, yeah, can't do that right now, but yeah, this is the book, Ready to Lose His Weight. It's on Amazon, and let me put the link back up. Here we go. Show that. Oops. All right.
Yeah, that's Brody and his friend taking a walk in the sunshine. Even looking at it, to me, the pictures, they just, you know, they just always, you know, it's just a, like in the cool of the day, you know, on a walk.
Yes.
Having a cool evening walk makes a difference.
There you go. Yeah. It's beautiful. I love it. So lesson, it's a lesson for the kids. And it's like this girl is working hard to get this dog back in shape. I love it. So.
Yes. And she, at the very end, she reminds you that Rhoda's my pet.
Mm-hmm.
I love my pet. And to me, that was her way of saying, I'm doing this for my pet because I truly love him. I truly want him to live. I truly want him to lose weight. I want him to eat right. It's almost like she's getting the same benefits because in the book she realizes that walking with Brody, the exercise, she said, is good for me too. So it was good for both of them. Even though when she started out, it was to make sure that her pet was going to be good. And like the doctor had given instructions that, hey, you got to lose at least 12 pounds. That seems like a whole lot sometimes because I think once you gain weight, it may be harder to get off than it was to get on. But it was like when she got to the doctor and the doctor says to her, you got out 12 pounds. Brody has lost 12 pounds. And she herself noticed that he now ran faster, he jumped higher, and they could have more fun. I want you to take that analogy, not just for your pet, but for yourself. If you're a little bit sluggish, you know, you just have your little bit, not much, just a little bit overweight. Just think of what exercising and changing your diet a little bit and doing it with your pet. Sometimes you do things better when you do it with somebody else. But who would think you get those kind of results just walking your pet? Something you need somebody you love. And sometimes mom, dad, they're busy. And that's why I'm going to come in at some point this summer. I'm going to walk with you at your pet. We're all going to have a good time. We're all going to look great. And we're all going to be happy and healthy at the same time. Good results. There's results coming out of this. Positive results coming out of your walking your pet. I certainly believe that.
So what's next on your list? I know you don't have much time. As far as your local area, you're probably going to do book promotions and you're going to speak. You go to libraries and talk about your book, and you got all kinds of options. So have you thought of anything you'd like to do in the future, near future?
Well, I just reiterate in the near future. Those are my plans.
Okay.
To begin to have in the summer months.
Yes, summer.
To have the exercise class or the timing that kids and their pets can come and we can read and walk together, especially kids who are dealing with a little bit of weight issues and obesity.
That's a lot now.
That this is a way to bring about a thing of victory without it being so taxing on the body and the mind. Sometimes when kids feel like they're a little bit overweight or whatever, sometimes it can be a little bit depressing, or it can even be harder to lose weight simply because the doctors, you know, say you do. Mom knows that she's doing something to try to keep the child from being having diabetes, 2-1, whatever, but to bring about a healthy face so we can put up, you know, walk it out. Changing diet, doing a little bit fun to get the victory over obesity without oppressing or depressing the child in the process. They'll be happy to walk their pet. And especially if they think they're doing it for the pet and not themselves, but they're going to get the result. So I just believe that God in all of his wisdom and insight, if he tells a person to do a thing, he has the mindset that it will do exceedingly abundantly above but that person may think that it's going to do.
Right, exactly. Oh, we have a comment right here. Marianne Darden, I love this book.
I'm hoping that I will have more fun books, and we'll be right here talking about it. Have an excellent publishers. So, you know, it's just good. It's a good thing.
Thank you.
Really excellent, minded, sweet, kind-hearted people.
Well, thanks a lot. I wonder who you're talking about. Okay.
I was trying to keep it a secret.
Okay. No, we're very proud to have your book as part of our company. I think you might be like the eighth. Well, yeah, we've got a lot of books. We have like 20 publications now, and of the ones that are books, we have like 5 or 6 children's books. So
okay.
you don't need to check that out. So anyway. I'll let you go now. I know you're busy, and I wish you the best of luck, and celebrate, share with all your friends, and send them all the links like you have, and take it to church.
I will. I'm going to take it all over Central Alabama. I do know that.
And yes, and to the media, I'm sure you can do that. You can write a press release, or we can figure out how to do that. And then put it out in your area. And yeah, because they work, and you'll get on other platforms. But right now, I thank you so much for coming on and sharing your book with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And I got a confirmation from the other program. You're probably going to be on another program pretty soon. So, hey, there's my sister Jada Michelle Cardwell. She's an artist, so I want her to do a book, too. She's very talented. She's won a lot of awards in Columbus. Hi, Jana. How are you doing? Proud of you. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Kevin. I appreciate you and Carolyn so much. Thank you so much for everything you've credited to me, doing this journey of writing books, and we've only just begun.
Right. It's like the conference. Okay, thank you so much. You have a good evening.
Certainly, you too.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye now.
Bye. There we go. That was, let's see, get this out of here. So anyway, that was our little interview. She had to go. It was really quick. Inspirational book. Yes. The book is fantastic. So anybody, if you want to buy it, I still have, yes, so where's the book link? It's on Amazon. And just came out a couple months ago. And try it out. See if you like it. I'm sure you will. It's very nicely done. The illustrations are nice. You threw this together. Took us about a couple months to get all the art done and everything. So, but you know, everybody's got a book, including Jane and Michelle, waiting for you. Be happy to do that. Anyway, that'll do that for the show tonight. The news, yeah, it looks like one of my former aircraft, the 180th Fighter Wing, has had a nose landing gear. Incident. So the pilot's okay. The plane is on the ground. So we'll see what happens. What comes of that in the news? This is already released. It's already released. What's going on? So everybody's good. Take prayer for them. And if anybody wants to go, anybody wants to talk, go right ahead. You can. I got time. I got nothing else to do. And getting into summer, I'm so happy it's going to turn spring. So I cannot stand the winter. Wintertime is terrible for me. It's okay. But, you know, I'd rather not live in Ohio. I like warm weather all the time. You can't have it. Me and my brother and sister were spoiled because we lived in the Philippines. Thank you, Jana. Lived in the Philippines for 3 years. And since then, we cannot stand the cold. So, well, you got to deal with it, right? This is where our parents landed, so that's what you do. Just do it. So thanks, Big Sister. Thanks, Mary Ann, Francis Wood, James Bostic, all the people that support us and a radio show. So we're going to cancel the radio show now. See you later. Let's see, Blog Talk, here we go. Episode. Hey, Blog Talk is gone. Now we're just video. Yeah, move to Florida. Yeah, sure. That may be happening someday in the future. Yeah, I would not mind. I wouldn't mind Florida. I wouldn't go to California or anywhere else. Maybe, I don't know. The Haitians are coming to Florida, so never know what I do. Somewhere south. Southeast. Anyway, y'all enjoy the rest of your evening, and I will see you next week. Thank you very much.
He was a warrior.
That's a nasty.